This is Ozarks at Large. Make it four parties now qualified for the 2014 Arkansas ballot. The Green Party has been certified for the general election next year after the Secretary of State's office confirmed that the Green Party had collected enough valid signatures to be included in next year's voting. Earlier this fall, the Libertarian Party joined the Republicans and Democrats for ballot status. Late last week, I talked to Mark Swaney. He's the coordinator of the Green Party of Arkansas, and asked him if he thought polls indicating near record levels of dissatisfaction with incumbents will be reflected in votes cast for candidates from parties other than the Republican or Democratic Party.
I do canvassing, I do petitioning, and there were a lot of people who signed my petition this time around and said they were disgusted with both the major parties. But I don't expect there's going to be a sea change. There'll be some small leakage, I expect. But the problem with that is that people get cold feet at the last minute. They'll complain and they'll whine and they'll stomp around. And then when it gets right down before they vote, they generally vote conservative or liberal, however they think they are. And so that's why in times past there have been people who were disgusted with the two major parties, and it never has yet turned out to be a major leakage to some alternatives. That said, I think we're in the beginning of a multi-party system. It's in the very earliest phase of it, but I think that that'll eventually happen. I just don't think that it'll be dramatic changes this year or in the election next year.
You look at the races, Arkansas, after what was a relatively calm election cycle 2 years ago, or in the 2012 election, you have an open gubernatorial race. You have a very competitive U.S. Senate race, some competitive open congressional seats. A lot of money is going to be coming into Arkansas. Can the Green Party be successful in getting its message out and letting people know that it is there?
Yes. I think that the answer to that is yes. But whenever you're talking about a minor party, you have to make caveats there and say, okay, it's not going to be the same as the major party. You won't see hordes of Green Party advertising on TV. We have other means of getting our message out, and we're going to do that as hard as we can. And we'll just have to wait and see. The Green Party, as well as the Libertarian Party, is not likely to elect a lot of people. But you can't win by not playing. And so we are going to be in the elections in 2014, and we're going to run as hard as we're able to run, and we'll see what happens.
You mentioned the Libertarian Party. They have achieved ballot status. In the 2014 election, if you get 3% of the votes cast in the gubernatorial election, you don't have to go through the petition process again. Do you think it helps or hurts having both Libertarian and Greens on there? Because now you're talking for both to get on in the 2016 ballot. 6% of voters in the gubernatorial election will have to, at a minimum of 6%.
Well, I think it's clear the mathematics says it's not going to be any easier with extra parties on. But we'll have to see how things go. I think that it's a good thing that the Libertarians are on the ballot. The Green Party doesn't have a whole lot of overlap with them. There are some issues that we agree with Libertarians, primarily in the area of personal liberties for individual persons. We probably agree with Libertarians on most of their issues. We tend to part company with Libertarians where they want to have no government regulations on corporations, as if they were people or if they were individual citizens. And we part company with them on that. But I welcome the presence of the Libertarians on the ballot. I think it's a healthy thing to have a multi-party system. It also does something to say that, well, you can't just talk about a third party. I hear this all the time, a third party. And that comes from the two-party dynamic. And everybody thinks a third party is this big, hairy monster that messes things up, spoils elections or whatever. Well, what about four parties? We actually will have four parties. What about five or six parties? Who knows where that will go? And so I think that having extra parties on the ballot tends to make people think a little more carefully before they just automatically assume that there's a third party in there like a crowbar levering the election one way or the other.
Going beyond the message of just not Democrats or Republicans, I had this conversation with a Libertarian representative a couple weeks ago after they had been okayed for the ballot. What will you tell voters that and knowing that each candidate inside each party is different, but what can the Green Party offer as an alternative to candidates from, say, generally the Democratic or Republican Party?
Or the Libertarians.
Or the Libertarians, or the Constitutional.
What I tell people is the Green Party is the only progressive party in Arkansas. And when I say that, sometimes Democrats get their feathers ruffled a little bit. A lot of Democrats are friends of mine. But the fact is the Democratic Party in Arkansas never supported gay marriage, and the Green Party always has. Fact is the Green Party is opposed to the death penalty in the state of Arkansas. You won't find Democrats who will say that as soon as they're elected governor, the first thing they're going to do is commute all death sentences to life without parole. And the biggest one, the major issue that will distinguish the Green Party from all of the other choices on the ballot will be climate change and the degradation of our environment. I see most of the races with candidates who are arguing with each other over who's more conservative. And I'm not going to go along naming a lot of names, but anybody that pays attention to Arkansas politics knows that this is true. I see basically the defeat of the Democratic Party in last year's election as being the death knell to the last of the last Dixiecrat Democrat parties. And every other Confederate state in America except Arkansas until now has gone hardcore to the right wing and to the Republicans. Arkansas was the last holdout where the Democratic Party had a kind of a lock on the politics. But they had managed to do that, in my estimation, by assiduously appealing to the conservative, social conservative votes particularly. And in so doing, they can't claim to be progressive in any sense. Clearly, the Republicans are not progressive, and I don't consider libertarians to be progressive either. And so I think the Green Party is the only progressive political party in the state, and it's why that I work for the Green Party, because I am a progressive, and I think that's very important to have a choice on the ballot for progressives to be able to go to the polls and vote for someone that they really think agrees with their positions.
Mark Swaney is the state coordinator for the Green Party in Arkansas. This month, the party qualified to be on the 2014 ballot in Arkansas and is scheduled to hold a nominating convention in Little Rock in February.